Hi, this is Honey from MyHoneyWhere'sPlaid.com. Today is Wednesday, August... Holy crap, it's 11th. August 11th.
Yeah.
Honey, do you realize this something?
What?
Today's my sister's birthday.
Which one?
Starts with a C. She's in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Can I say her name?
You can say it. Go ahead.
Carol.
And she is...
48.
No, I think she's 49. No, she's 48.
I know your sister better than you do.
She's 48 years old. You are right. Oh, my God. How did you know that?
I'm just smart.
By the way, this is Honey from MyHoneyWhere'sPlaid.com, and this is the...
Boyfriend.
And he came over on Wednesday because tomorrow...
We're going on vacation. Yay.
We're going on vacation to Southern Virginia to visit some wineries and to spend some time at a... bed and breakfast. We're not going to say the name of it.
A gay-friendly bed and breakfast.
That's true. A gay-friendly bed and breakfast because
and it's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. We stayed at the cottage there last.
It's been like four years ago.
Yeah. Beautiful, gorgeous. The best shower you ever want to experience.
Like a six-head shower.
Yes. Every orifice is cleaned with these showers, and Lord,
we got to do that with yours.
Yeah, you need it.
Okay, now, honey. These are some lesbians. We don't know them personally, do we?
No.
But we're going to go spend some time down there with
them.
What is our main focus for going on this vacation? Besides relaxation and enjoying each other's company.
Wine, relaxation, and sex.
All right, honey. Do you hear that thunder lightning?
Yes. I told you. Look
are,
like
you are you upset
Let's say...
Talk to this silver thing, honey.
It is hot here in the nation.
How hot is it?
Like 98 degrees.
It's fucking shit. Like yesterday, we tied the record with Reagan National, but today we broke the record at Dulles.
Yeah, it's been not just like 90 degrees this summer. It has been over 95 degrees, between 95 and 105 all summer.
Oops, I dropped it.
Oh my God, the heat has gotten to Honey. Honey.
I can't reach it. Oh my God, is it still going? I can't tell if it's still going.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, keep talking.
Honey, drop the iPod.
Holy shit, I dropped the iPod.
As I was saying, it has been between 95 and 105 every day this summer since June 1st. It has been the hottest summer ever in this area.
I think they even said that it's the hottest summer on record.
Yeah. So, it's been warm.
Well, then, honey, then what do you say about those global warming people who say it's not even real?
The deniers?
Yeah, the deniers.
Yeah, wake up and take your clothes off because it's fucking hot. It's hot. I mean, they say that because it's like we had a record-breaking winter in which we had like 5 feet of snow.
That's true.
Oh, thank you, Al Gore.
Yeah, that they said that we were not having a global warming
winter.
Well,
let's talk about the floods in North Korea, the landslides in China, the floods in Pakistan, the floods in Europe, the heat wave here.
Don't you just want to smack them and say, you fuckers better wake up.
The freak hurricane in June. I mean, you know, deny all you want, but it's something's changing. And it's not Al Gore.
But honey, here's my question for you.
Ask me.
We are in our mid to late 40s. Mid to late 40s.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Why should we be concerned? We're going to die before this has a major effect on you.
I know.
No, I'm serious.
Let our nieces and nephews deal with it.
Because you know, you and I are not going to have... Are we going to have kids? No.
Honey, are you pregnant?
No, honey, that's my point.
Honey is pregnant.
No, honey, you're not listening to me.
Honey.
Are we going to have kids, seriously, that we need to spread this to our personal, our familial, local relations? Yes or no?
Well, we're not, no.
No. So, the question people might say, why are you concerned about this? Because we have relatives who will be living through this, right?
Yeah.
I have nephews, nieces, and I have 8 nieces and nephews who will be living through global warming when it gets worse than it is today.
Honey.
Yes.
Your brothers and sisters are conservative global warming deniers.
Well, but their kids will live through it.
Well, hopefully their kids are learning some different things in their science classes.
Well, let's fucking hope so. Okay, the point is...
I love your siblings, but they're conservative.
Honey, some of my siblings, I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure that I love them.
Honey,
my point is, though...
You have to love... Doesn't matter what their who they vote for or what their political inclinations are. They're nice. You have very, very nice brothers and sisters.
Honey,
they just
I don't
are
know.
Conservative, and, you know, that's just the way it is.
I don't know.
Well, I love my conservative family.
Did you see the Ben Quayle... did you see that advertisement?
No, but it's no different.
He says, Obama is the worst president in history. I wanted to smack him and say, hello, did you even hear of the Bush presidency from 2000 to 2008, you little fucker?
What about his own daddy who was the worst vice president and the stupidest?
This is true.
The stupidest until George W. Bush became president, but really.
Well, it's...
In the psychological world, it's called projecting.
True, that is true.
So, Dan Quayle's son is the son of the worst, the stupidest vice president ever.
That is true.
So rather than say, I am the son of the worst and the stupidest vice president ever, I'm going to project outward. It's Obama who's bad. And so look at the Tea Party crowd. Rather than admit, oh my, it's been... After 8 years of a radical conservative president, 30 years after trickle-down economics, here we are.
Which didn't work.
Our ideas don't really work. They're projecting outward. Oh, it's a socialist. It's Hitler, Obama, whatever. Whoever it is, it's projecting out. And of course now, it's let's play with the 14th Amendment.
Oh my God, is that not fucking making sense?
The minorities and the gays are getting by with murder. After a while, it won't be a white, Christian, male-dominated society. So even though we are strict interpreters of the Constitution, much like we are strict interpreters of the Bible, we'd better fix the things that don't fit our narrow, outdated, and restricted and stupid worldview.
Now, here's the question. Wait. Here's the question,
honey. So factor all that in, you're not surprised that this quail... prodigy is running for any office.
Prodigy, you want to call him that?
Well, a progeny, whatever you want to call him.
Progeny,
he
that's
is a
better.
Product and the spawn of a quail. So,
but here's my question, honey. Do you think, in terms of Bush, quail, / whatever, that he's even got a fucking chance in the 2010 elections?
Honey, I just heard about this today.
I know, no I'm idea. Sorry. I was like,
I have no idea.
All right. Well, I should not. I should not have ambushed you.
I will say the odds of him getting any national office are probably as significant as Sarah Palin's or Levi Johnson's, and maybe even a bit better.
Speaking of which, let's talk.
Maybe he can spell. Potato, tomato.
That's true. Whatever. Tomato is what it was. Tomatoes. Yeah. But here's the question. Yeah. Well, for you exactly, and I'm not talking about the general public. This week, Sarah Palin was filming her reality show, Sarah Palin's Alaska, when there was a teacher who posted a huge banner that said, worst Alaskan governor ever.
Oh, the worst half term, is what she should have said.
Well, she did clarify when she was talking to Sarah Palin. Do you think that woman was right to even do the protest, or... You
I
think
admire,
she should have
why
been
not,
okay.
Why do we pretend? Why it's not we, it's the media.
It is the media, you're right.
Listen, 30, 40 years ago, someone like Sarah Palin would have been like, Sarah who?
You're right, they would have laughed her
Sarah
off the
who?
Stage.
Because for example, who was Walter Mondale's running mate in 19
Geraldine Ferraro, 1984, first female vice president nominee.
Okay, honey. Do we hear from her anymore? Do we after she lost, did anyone pay attention to her anymore?
Why is that? Why do you think that is?
Because it's 30 years later, and we have 24/7 news. And
people need to move on.
What about Dukakis? Who is Michael Dukakis' roommate?
Who is he? Where is he now?
I don't even, I think he's dead.
But honey, anyway, he did not die. Yeah, he's not dead.
Lloyd Benson's dead. But anyway. But
Lloyd Benson was like 82 with that year.
Honey, listen to me.
I'm just saying.
You're interrupting.
Ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
My point is, John McCain ran for president. He selected an unqualified Sarah Palin to be his running mate.
He did.
And they lost rank on his ticket. So, why do we care? Why does the media rush to Sarah Palin with cameras and microphones and cell phones and whatever, tweeting, posting, reporting on the latest word from Sarah Palin as though she is the second coming
of
Christ?
Honey, tell us why.
She's stupid. And why? Because she's tabloid fodder. Anything she says, it's like going to the supermarket and reading the National Enquirer. You mean Oprah did what? It was the same thing with Sarah Palin. You mean Sarah said that? Because they have to fill airtime. They have to fill internet cyber time. All of it has to be filled. And so what better way to do it than to follow the dumbest, the stupidest, competent woman, the least competent individual ever. And they're more qualified, you name it, women, minorities, Alaskans, you name it. There are more qualified people to hold forth on any topic than the ridiculous Sarah Palin. But who cares about them? It's all about Sarah and Bristol and Levi and what they're doing and where they're going. And so when she calls Barack Obama over his head, everyone's going to listen to that. Well, if he's over his head, sweetie, why did you A, lose in 2008 and B, resign as governor of Alaska? But no one really asked those questions. And the biggest question is, why is she even relevant? Today's problems. Anyway, enough with Sarah. We're talking about it. We're giving her airtime. So let's move on.
I know. Let me just ask you a question about Levi, because you brought up Levi. Does Levi have, a legitimate reason to, I don't know, because he got back with Bristol for a short time, then that was messed up, and now he's got impregnated.
Honey, I can make a word.
Wait, is he going to run for mayor of Wasilla?
Yeah, he is.
Think he'll win?
I don't know. But I have a word.
All right, what's your word?
C-U-N-T.
Cunt?
Look, I've got it.
Who are you playing that with?
Turnip head.
Turnip head might be mad about that.
Turnip head, I made a word. Cunt.
Wait, let's see if it's right.
Let's hit play.
It may not like it. Oh,
sorry,
it did not like
that
it.
That's not an acceptable word. Well, fuck you.
All right, honey. Well, say goodbye.
Bye.
We will be back later this week. So talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.